You can find us on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now, whether you're in Indianapolis, Indiana, that's Radio Now 100.9, or in Houston, Texas, on the new 92.1. Just search for the station Facebook page and give it a like. And while you're on Facebook, you can try to figure out somebody's medical condition. Is that right, Alex?
CNN just reported the story. Your social media could reveal a lot more about you than you think. And now Facebook is able to predict 21 types of medical conditions and counting, ranging from pregnancy all the way to skin disorders, all by analyzing people's Facebook profiles. So Facebook status updates have been particularly effective at predicting diabetes, mental health conditions like anxiety, depression, and psychosis, this study finds. This study is going to be published in just a couple days. It's like a peer-reviewed, open-access scientific journal that people have been, I don't know, this group has been doing since 2006, whatever. People's personality, mental state, and health behaviors are all reflected in social media and have a tremendous impact on their health, the study says.
That doesn't surprise me, though, because they're looking at, I mean, it's not the only identifier, but one thing in there, too, it said that the researchers identified language that that likely indicated the characteristics or the behavior for symptoms of certain diseases. For example, Live the Web Girl puts up there, drink, drunk, bottle, anything with alcohol in there, like, oh, well, she might have alcohol abuse symptoms.
And this is exactly, I'm just waiting, I am waiting for, when am I going to get the Alex, you were right? I have been telling you guys that every other week. I'm like, guys, another thing I told you, and they're saying it right now. That is so problematic.
What's it like living in your world?
What is it like not? What is it like living in perpetual denial? This is exactly why that's scary. Just because you say I got drunk last night doesn't mean you are an alcoholic. No, it doesn't mean you're not, but it sure as heck doesn't mean you are.
Yeah.
And that can prevent you from jobs. It can prevent you from gun ownership. It can prevent you from different types of health care.
It's just
all sorts of things.
It's predictive. Same thing when you're typing. It just auto-predicted what words you're going to say. I don't think that's like my phone, like, ooh, I'm creeping on him because I know of and the.
They are using your Facebook posts to determine what sorts of medical conditions you might have or could have.
I don't think this is going to last very long because for me, the people that I know that are struggling the most and the most like unhappy with their lives are the ones that act like everything is perfect on Instagram, that their relationship is perfect on Instagram, their life is perfect on Instagram. Instagram and Facebook and all of these social media platforms basically are the most fake thing I have ever seen in my life. It is all a scam. No one is how they actually seem. It's very rare to find someone that is actually how they seem on social media than they are in real life. Like this, it's just so fake that I don't think it's going to last very long.
I wonder how accurate this is. For example, talk about throwing this Facebook prediction for
I looked at almost a million Facebook statuses to do this research.
But what I mean is like, okay, that's for your health. But for example, like there's no way it could tell with relationships. Like think of that couple that's like, oh, I hate that cheating B word. Then it's like, oh, we're back together. He's the best baby daddy ever. Then they're separated again. Like, you know, those people that are on and on again, off again. That would really throw Facebook for a loop.
Mark Zuckerberg has already had to like testify in front of Congress and all this stuff. They had like a crazy lawsuit because of their privacy violations and the things that they're doing that are completely illegal with people's personal data. All of that. I don't get how you guys are not scared for just how weird this is.
When I was in college, I was not allowed to take a picture with any sort of alcohol, any like cup, any red Solo cup, any like liquor, anything like that. And I was drinking all the time. So, you know, Facebook probably thought I was like the healthiest person in the world. And I was basically a borderline alcoholic in college. So
you're actually an alcoholic, or you just party?
Okay. I mean, I partied really hard.
But because of that, they would think, hey, this girl, we need to watch out for her. We need to report her to whatever data banks we have that she, Olivia Karras, might be an alcoholic.
I don't think people, the data banks, are going to take it very seriously, because if they do, then they're the ones that are idiots who don't realize that social media is fake.
Kathy's on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on, Kathy? What do you want to say?
I see the placebo effect happening here.
In what way?
It's a Facebook diagnosis. You know, people are going to say, oh, you're diabetic. All of a sudden, your fingernails are going to turn blue. You're going to see your fingernails turn blue and your appetite and everything. I just see lawsuits and the placebo effect of a false diagnosis. Facebook's going to lose tons of money at the end of this.
It's kind of like WebMDing your symptoms. Like, oh, God, I'm dying because my stomach's bubbly.
Right, but now you have, like, Facebook telling you, so now, you know, you're going to be calling into work. Hey, Joe, you could use this. I mean, you know.
But isn't this a good thing, though? For example, not with the Facebook recognition, but we've heard stories about people, I don't know if it was on ET or Extra, one of these shows, a viewer saw something on the person's neck or something, like, hey, I think you have this symptom right here. You need to go get checked out. And because that person spotted it, they recognized it, and ended up saving their life. I know it's not necessarily recognition or something analytical from Facebook, but I think it kind of is the same idea.
No, I see lawsuits in the making. I would drop out of this. Faster than a hot potato.
Hot potato. Hey, thank you, Kathy, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Hey, Joe, I just got a Facebook update for you.
Yes.
Facebook says you might be overweight.
Oh, no! It works! Oh, my God, it works!